Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samavov, and we're learning Simon Yudalad. Simon Yud Gimel. So in Simon Yud Gimel and Yudalad, he deals with the child nursing. Is there any limitation for the child to continue to nurse? Practically, most people do not play this out to the scenario that the Chayyadim was dealing with. So he says that a child is allowed to be, so I'm not going to do all of it inside. He says the basic point is up to the age of 24 months, a child is still allowed to nurse, even if there was a period of time where the child stopped, the child is allowed to start again. If after that time the child has stopped, he cannot and pause for 3 days, the child is not allowed to start again. 23 full days, 72 hours. And that then he's allowed to continue, if a case where he was not perish, he's allowed to continue to the age of 4 years old for a bori and 5 years old for a kochush. Practically, I think most people are not nursing at that point in time. In Simon Yudalad, he says a fascinating idea. Midina mutter l'tinuk yisrael linuk minochris. So Mikir Adin, the Jewish child is allowed to nurse from somebody other than his mother. It doesn't have to be his mother. It's something that was known as a wet nurse who would actually nurse the child. It could be a non-Jewish woman. So if it's possible to have a Jewish woman be the one who's going to nurse the child, we should not use a non-Jewish woman because she eats non-kosher food. So there's a timtum alei which comes with that, and it makes a mezik ra on the child. If you have a Jewish woman who is a wet nurse but is eating non-kosher food, and he gives an example of that woman eating non-kosher food because she's ill and she needs to eat this food, so she should not be the woman who is nursing a Jewish child because the non-kosher food is absorbed into the body and then is passed on to the child, and that is considered something which will be merlit a mezik around the child. So the source for this is a medrash, which most people are familiar with, that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse from the Egyptian women, and that's why Miriam was able to call the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yocheved, to be the nurse, because he refused to nurse from a non-Jewish child. So, we see 2 points over here. Rav Matisyahu Salomon Shlita said that you see that we are treating every Jewish child as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't argue. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a mouth which is going to speak with the Shekhinah, it's inappropriate that he nurses from a source which is not kosher food, a non-Jewish woman. But any other child that does not have that level that they're going to be speaking directly with the Shekhinah, maybe doesn't have this chumrah, this milah. He said that's not true, because the halacha is saying that we have to look at every child as a potential that he has madrigas gedolos that he could reach, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the first point we see over here. Second point we see over here is that if we are concerned about the child nursing milk which was generated in the body based on nutrients which came from non-kosher food, obviously we should be much more concerned about non-kosher food itself. So even though we said before that a cotton which is oich on the veilus, that ein bezin mitzuvah lafrisha, the bezin does not have to prevent them from eating, according to one opinion. The chayotim actually held by derises that other people should intervene. But we see that this is something which is clearly something which we do not want the child to do. So whether the person has a chiyuv to intervene is different than what we would like to the atmosphere that we're trying to create around the child, which the parents and others who wish to help would want to do so. So obviously we want to make available for the child only kosher food, or the child should not be able to get into non-kosher food. And even if there'd be a situation where we're not mechuyev to be mafresh him from that, but that's not a chiyuv. In regards to what's appropriate to do, obviously we would be appropriate to try and prevent the child from absorbing non-kosher food. This sort of introduces into us a point over here that we've been discussing the minimum level of halacha requirements up to this point. We're not discussing the best way to do chinuch and what is all of the pratim of how well a person should raise their child. Obviously, we have many things we want to raise a child for, midas, tzovus, etc., which we haven't touched on. We're talking on the basic halachic requirements that every person is mechuyev to do. Obviously, each parent would want to be moisiv more. Maybe we'll talk about that more when we get to the end of the siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.